So let's review. Edim that are contradicted by a second pair of Edim who say, Heich atem me'idin shari atem hayisim imanu oisa yoyim b'mokum pleini. The second pair of witnesses contradict them by claiming that the first pair of witnesses were with them that same day in a different place and could not have possibly witnessed the alleged incident to which they testified. Hare elu zayman. The second witnesses are believed, and the first pair is declared Edim zayman and are subject to the terrorist punishment. Vasisim le kasha zamim lasis. They're punished with whatever consequence they tried to cause to the subject of their testimony, whether mammon, a monetary obligation, malchus, lashes, or even misa, the death penalty. Our Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta begins by listing several exceptions to this basic principle of Edim Zayman. Zok the Mishnah, Keitzer Edim Nasen Zayman. How do witnesses become Edim Zayman? Me'idin anu b'ish pleini shu ben gerusha ben chalutza. If they testify that a certain kohen's mother was divorced before her marriage to his father, thus rendering him the son of a forbidden marriage and hence a chol, a disqualified kohen, and the witnesses were found to be Edim Zayman. Ein oimer miyasa zeh ben gerusha ben chalutza tachtov, eloloi karbon. Even if the witnesses are also kahanim, they are not punished by being considered disqualified kahanim. Rather, they receive lashes. Similarly, me'idin anu b'ish pleini shu chayv legalus. If witnesses testify that someone killed another person inadvertently and should therefore be sent into exile, and the witnesses were found to be Edim Zayman, ein oimer migala zeh tachtav elo lo karbam. We do not send them into exile in his place, rather they get lashes. The Gemara asks, haketzad ein ha'edim nasan zayman mibayle. The Mishnah should have rather said, this is how witnesses are not treated like ordinary Edim Zayman, since they get lashes and not the consequence they testified about. Furthermore, the Mishnah on Daf Hei describes exactly how witnesses become Edim Zayman. What then is the query of our Mishnah? The Gemara answers, Tana Hasam Koi. Our Mishnah refers to the following Mishnah at the end of Masechta Sanhedrin. Kol HaZayman Magdim and Lo'isa Misa. Edim Zayman are usually executed through the same method they try to inflict on their victim, with the following exception. If witnesses testify that a kohen's married daughter was involved in an illicit relationship, and they are then found to be zayman, even though she would have been executed through strafa, burning, the witnesses are executed through chenek, strangulation, a less severe form of execution, which is what her partner would have received. Because the pasuk says, "Kashazam lasis la'achiv," and we expand la'achiv aloy la'achaisei. They received the punishment that he would have received, not what she would have received. Therefore, the Gemara explains, our Mishnah continues this idea and adds, V'yesh edim zayman acherim, shein oisim ben din hazam kol ikar elamal kasabon. There are other cases where the witnesses do not receive a similar punishment at all, but receive lashes instead. The Gemara now explains the reason for these two exceptions. Regarding ben gerusha ben chalutza, the Gemara suggests two reasons. The pasuk says, V'asisim lo kasha zamam, loy v'loy lazari. We do not punish Edim Zayman in a way that would also affect their children, and if they are disqualified, their children are as well. Therefore, they do not become Chalolim. Furthermore, we cannot suggest V'lifsiluhu l'didei v'loy lifsilu zarei, he should become disqualified and his children should not, because B'inan kasha zamim lasis v'leka. This would not be the equivalent of what would have happened to their victim. Therefore, there is no way to punish them with kasha zamim, and so they receive lashes. Kavo chaymer, v'ma machal eina mischal, habo lachal v'lechil eina din shalei ischal. If a kohen enters a forbidden marriage and causes his children to be disqualified, he himself does not become disqualified. If so, Edim Zayman, who merely attempted to cause a kohen to become disqualified, certainly should not become disqualified. However, the Gemara rejects this second interpretation. Im kain betalta teres Edim Zayman. By applying the same reasoning, we could undermine the entire premise of Edim Zayman. Because the pasuk says, kasha zamim lasis. We do it him as he planned to do it his victim. And the Gemara Daf Hei expounds, kasha zamim v'loy kasha asa. If the sentence was already carried out, the witnesses are not punished. Now, we could reason as follows. Umaha soikal ein niskal, habol liska v'loy sokal ein adin shal yisokal. If they cause their victim's death, they're not killed. Certainly, if they merely tried to cause his death, they certainly should not be killed. Clearly, we do not apply this reasoning regarding Edim Zayman. Therefore, machvarta kedishnim meikar, the Gemara accepts the first explanation. Regarding Chiyuv Galus, the Gemara also offers two reasons. The pasuk says, "Hu yonis al achas ha'arm," and we expound, "Hu v'lei zayman." The inadvertent murderer goes into exile, but Edim Zayman do not. Kal v'chaymer, "Umahu sha'asa ma'isa b'meizit ena gaila, hein shalai asa ma'isa b'meizit ena din shalai galu." If someone murders intentionally but did not receive a warning, he is not killed, and he's not sent into exile. If so, these witnesses who did not commit any action but merely testified verbally should certainly not be exiled. However, the Gemara rejects this explanation. A murderer is not sent into exile because his actions were indeed far worse, and exile is not sufficient punishment to atone for his sin. But Hainshloy Asu, Maisa Bemezid, Nami Liglu Kihechet de Lahavalu Kapara. Perhaps witnesses should go into exile, as this would be sufficient to atone for their sin. Therefore, Machvarta Kedushin Meikara, the Gemara accepts the first explanation. The Gemara now cites a source that remez leidim zayimin shalikim in hatayra. Eidim zayimin get lashes when they cannot be punished with kasha zama. The pasuk says, "Vitztiku es a tzaddik v'rishu es a rasha, v'hayem bin hakoyes a rasha." The Gemara asks, "Mishum vitztiku es a tzaddik v'rishu es a rasha, v'hayem bin hakoyes a rasha?" We do not administer lashes every time Bezdin declares one party guilty and the other party innocent. Rather, the pasuk discusses the following scenario. Eidim shehershiu es a tzaddik v'asu eid machrini v'tzdiku es a tzaddik dimikaro v'shavinu lahani risham. Witnesses falsely tried to convict an innocent man, and then other witnesses came and established his innocence and the guilt of the first witnesses. In such a case, v'hoyim bin akoisa rasha, if it's not possible to fulfill the dictum of kasha zamam, the witnesses get lashes. The Gemara asks, v'tepik le'meloisana, they should get lashes for transgressing the prohibition against testifying falsely. The Gemara answers, "Mishum dehavalav she'im b'maisa, v'cholav she'im b'maisa ein loikin lov." We do not administer lashes for transgressions that do not entail an action. The Gemara now cites a brisa that lists several other exceptions. Eidim zaymin ein mishalman es ha-kayfer. If witnesses testify that someone's ox killed another person and the owner is liable for the payment of kayfer, and they were found to be eidim zaymin, they do not pay kayfer, but get lashes instead because kufr kapara, v'hani lav b'nei kapar ninu. This brisa holds that kayfer is atonement for the owner of the ox, and we cannot obligate witnesses in atonement for something they did not do. Einim karim be'evet ivri. If witnesses testify that someone stole money and must be sold as an evet ivri to raise the funds to repay the theft, and they are then found to be eidim zaymin, the witnesses are not sold as slaves in this place, but they get lashes instead. The Gemara explains, Heichad les leiloy lididei v'loy liditu. Even if both the alleged thief and the witnesses do not have the means to repay the theft, the witnesses are not sold as slaves because the pasuk says v'nimka b'gnei vasay v'loy b'zamamay. Eidim zaymin are not sold. Mishum Rebbe Kiva amru af ein meshalman al pe'atzman. Kiva holds that if eidim zaymin admit that they testified falsely, they're not liable because k'sav v'knasuhu v'knas ein meshalman al pe'atzman. Kiva holds that the punishment for eidim zaymin is a penalty, and one who admits to owing a penalty is exempt.